What's up, y'all? It's Ryan, aka Walk On Air. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Christian Walker. Alrighty, let's get this started. So today, I wanted to just kind of vent. A lot of things have been going on the past few days. Really, the past few months since when did Juice WRLD died? What, November? Has it been that long? I don't even think it was November. I don't have my laptop in front of me. Pulled up, but it's just a hard time, man, especially in the winter, of all seasons for tragedy to strike. Kobe Bean Bryant, Kobe Bean left this planet yesterday. I was making spaghetti with my girlfriend, and good friend of mine called me on the phone, completely blindsided. And you know what's funny? It's like I've talked to at least three people that said they felt weird, like right before they were told. Like everyone knew. Maybe it was all people of color. Maybe it's all black folk. I don't know, but I do know that the not only did the earth stand still, but we did. I'm telling you, I was having an anxiety attack. Something. We were making spaghetti, and I was supposed to pour the noodles into the drainer, and I just couldn't. Like, my body froze. My brain couldn't even comprehend. And I don't know, like, not 5 minutes later, I get a phone call. My friend, he told me he was checking on me, see if I was okay. I didn't even know. I think he'd been dead for 30 minutes. I think so. It was like the course of us, making the food and just me being stressed out. Like, I don't know. I knew something, I just couldn't figure out why I was in that weird mood. I don't know. Very, very sad. Rest in peace. Condolences to Kobe's family. Sorry for his daughter. He lost his daughter, Gigi. Just heartbreaking, man. I'm telling you, she wanted to go to UConn. They made a jersey for her honor. I thought that was really special. I did see that today in an article. Just some really sad stuff. But moving on, I still kind of want to talk sports right now. I do have a little surprise coming up later on in the segment, but right now I do kind of want to talk sports. So right now we have the Cleveland Browns. I am a Cleveland Browns fan. I have been a Cleveland Browns fan since, what was that? That was, yeah, no, that was Derek Anderson and Brady Quinn. God. Jake Delhomme. Oh my, Cynical Wallace. I mean, these are just names that I'm just like, remember. Colt McCoy. Hey, Colt had it, man. Look, we didn't give him his due diligence. I'm telling you, had he not been murdered by James Harrison that night, man, I'm telling you, like, we could have West Coasted the AFC North straight to a wild card or something. God, but I mean, I went through Holmgren, Shermer. I remember Mangini, Romeo Crennel even. God, I barely remember Romeo Crennel. I started in the Mangini era. I do know that. Rob Chudzinski, that was the first heartbreak I had in a coaching search. The other ones I wasn't paying attention to. I thought, I trusted the Browns brass. I thought, like, I didn't understand why my dad kept shaking his head, but we go to now, we come to today. Okay, Andrew Berry is now the youngest NFL general manager in NFL history. Look, it's not a knock on him. This isn't even a knock on the organization. This isn't even a knock on Dave Podesta or Stefanski or even Freddie Kitchens or damn John Dorsey. This is about Jimmy Haslam stroking his ego to the point where, like, now he's out of answers. Like, he's out of people to fire. So now they're just kind of like, well, let's just get the gang back together. Let's bring Andrew back. He was young. He was younger before. He's worth keeping around now. They didn't even want to give him enough money to keep him around before. That's why he went to Philly. I'm not saying analytics is bad. I think you need a John Dorsey to complete an analytic side of things. Like, you need a football mind and an analytic mind. I believe that. But I do believe that the football mind will trump the analytic mind every time, especially when the analytic mind hasn't played or been around it for a long time. I mean, you're from baseball. Talking about Podesta, I'm just. The problem is Jimmy Haslam is stroking his ego to the point, like, it's out. He's run out of ego. He has like run himself dry to the point his wife has tried to save him. And I didn't even know J.W. Johnson. Is that his name? J.W. Johnson. I didn't even know that that was their son-in-law. What a slap to the fucking face. Excuse my language, but I'm just tired. And I think I'm not even from Cleveland. So I guess I'm just trying to speak for all of Ohio, but I don't know. I feel like I could speak for every Brown fan. We're just tired. With Kobe passing, I don't even want to be a Browns fan anymore. And I know that sounds counterproductive, but like, we got to witness Kobe Bryant. His entire legacy surrounded by a game. One of the greatest of all time, arguably. No, stop the arguing. You're right. Let me catch myself. No more arguing. Let them all have it. Let them all be the fucking GOAT. But I think when I think about the Browns' dysfunction right now, going back to that, I just feel that restarting back to the 2016 regime that gave us damn Carl Nassib, Emmanuel Ogba. I'm not saying these guys are bad. Cam Irving, Corey Coleman. I'm not saying these guys are bad. But where are they at right now? Look, Nassib's down in Tampa doing it, putting up Olivier Vernon numbers. God fucking. And I'm being facetious when I say that because I really thought like we were going to get a high motor guy coming in here with Olivier Vernon. I'm not even mad at Olivier Vernon. I don't even think it's his fault. I think the scheme just, I just feel like he was absent. His name didn't get called enough last season. I was really interested in seeing all that unfold. And what the hell is with the media obsessing over OBJ and Jarvis Landry? First of all, let's get something very clear. Who cares? Who cares what the hell they do? It does not impact their on-field play. Who cares? OBJ handing out money to seniors. Or kids that are going to the NFL. Who cares? But it's because it's OBJ. I just feel like it's ridiculous. And Jarvis, poor Jarvis, he has the heart of an angel, man. I see him literally like just high energy all the time, like constantly, in the community, constantly on TV, always has something great to say. And I'm really excited because apparently they both were injured this season, but I'm getting off on my point is who cares? This Kareem Hunt incident. Now that's something to care about. Not in terms of, his privacy of what was in his vehicle, because I'm pretty sure if we search anybody's vehicle, they weren't ready for it. We would find some stuff. And if not, then you just need to have more fun. I'm just saying, things are a lot more common than fans of the game probably understand. And, we're not really here to make moral judgments on the players. We're fans of their game. You can be fans of the person. I was a fan of Kobe's game before I was a fan of Kobe's person. I had to become a man to become a fan of Kobe's person. It wasn't until I got, I say man, but it wasn't until I got to be 15, 16 years old till I, 14, around that age, that I finally understood, like, what it took to grind in the game. But what he meant to compare, like, I'm speaking about Kobe, like when he would compare the game to life, that's what spoke to me. But sometimes you don't have to expect players to be the perfect role models. I'm not even saying Kareem Hunt's a bad role model. Do I think bro needs to clean, like, not when I say clean up, I just mean, like, bro, lay low. Lay low, man. Do something. Get a driver with tinted windows. Have people surround you at all times. Just lay low. Any footage of you, anytime you get stopped, anytime people recognize you, the media is there. No matter what. Come on, man. Alcohol in a car is not illegal, man. He's a grown man. They found a little bit of weed. Man, that could have been under the seat. Regardless, misdemeanor in Ohio anyway. The only thing he really had to worry about is the NFL. Come on. Everybody's so worried about everybody else. Moving on, though. Just to kind of get away from sports, I kind of want to get into the surprise. But before I do that, I just want to thank you if you're still listening. I appreciate it. But the surprise is starting Wednesdays. I'm gonna start with a friend of mine, Jalen Johnson. We go to school together. We've been friends for a little over a year now. Really great mind just to dive into and really just dissect. I mean, he spent a long time just learning about really just coming back from everything we've been taught, like getting rid of everything we've been taught and just shoving it all out and just kind of letting education just run through his veins from the vet. Like, he just reset himself. He reset his mind. And I'm not gonna spoil too much about who he is as a person or anything like that, but I think he's a very, very interesting mind to talk to. I know he challenges me as a man, not only as a man, but as a father, a friend, boyfriend. He's really good friends with my girlfriend. They've been friends for forever. That's how we met. But he's so yeah. He's gonna be here on Wednesdays, and I'm not gonna spoil anything. But we're working on a little something, and I'm just really, really excited to get that started up. I think you guys are gonna love it. Just to kind of finish up with today's episode, I don't want it to be too long. And it is the first one, and I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you have any questions or ideas that you feel like, you want me to tackle, you like the sound of my voice, you just want me to say a sentence, I'll do it for you. Add me on Twitter at Walk On Air or Instagram, Ryan Christian Walker. It's exactly how it sounds. I just want to get connected with people. I want to start, getting my voice out there, not only with my music, because I do make music, but as a musician, I don't know if there's any fellow musicians listening right now, but as a musician, I just don't know if I'm ready yet. I'm 21. I still got the world in front of me. I got so much music and things I've been writing for so long that I'm still working on in the background, and I'm comfortable. I think part of success is knowing when to just not be so damn loud. I think half of it is disappointing yourself. That's why people stop trying. Half of it is because you disappointed yourself because you didn't, not that you didn't set realistic expectations for yourself, but maybe you just jumped the gun a little bit. Slow down. There are things that I want to do in this life And Kobe's passing does make me want to speed everything up, but at the same time, we are on borrowed time. When God comes knocking, he gonna open the door. So, and that's not to say, be scared or anything. That's just to say, live, keep pushing, but don't forget to breathe. I just really hope that resonates with a few of you. Like, I really hope it speaks to your heart. But again, thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it, and I hope you tune in Wednesday. Thanks.